Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Did you know and did you see how these Russian jets are in international waters that are flying over our Navy ship, taunting our Navy ship? That CBN News is reporting that these jets were flying over in international waters, basically just provoking, you know, America. And it's like provoking the Ukraine, provoking America. These are those moments right now. I mean, this is like Gog. Uh-huh. Biblically speaking, Gog and Magog, and this is like Gog, you know, a rush. And we're in a moment in time, a historical moment and a prophetic moment where our nation has been so weakened. And it makes me think, I don't know if it was Khrushchev or whoever it was with President John Kennedy, but they thought he was weak. And they went out and they tried to make a fool of President John Kennedy. And they saw him as weak, and so they began to, the Russian president at that time, began to remember the Bay of Pigs and all the things that was going on, and they brought nuclear subs right up to our coast. And that was a moment in time where America could have been nuked with the nuclear weapons at that point. Well, they perceived America was weak at that time. Now, we have a country that has been weakened intentionally, I believe, by God's set man, like a Jehoiakim. If you have not yet heard that on VFN radio, you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the torch, and about Jehoiakim, God's set man, Josiah, the understanding that that the only way this could happen, this big, this huge, to take one of the world's largest nations in a few days, a few, you know, short years, to take her down from 10% being spent in defense to approximately 3% being of our gross national product spent on defense, according to some reports out there, and bringing our military down, bringing NASA down, taking all these things down, and just and turning over the United Arab League, you know, 21, 22 Muslim nations, over 500 million Muslims under the leadership of the same Russian president, you know, the king of Rush, the prince of Rush. And it's like, look at everything. And remember this, and CBN News, by the way, is now reporting it, but if you would have been listening to VFN TV, that we talked about it the moment it happened, that when the president stood up in the United Nations and he said that the future does not belong to those who defame the name of the prophet Muhammad. And also, this is something that hasn't been talked about yet, but understand this. We have talked about it, and you'll see it probably come eventually, and people will be shocked. But when we were selecting our leader in America, in North Carolina, I believe, that where the Democratic National Convention was at, you know, you put on a big scene there, and you always have a whole bunch of different stuff and flyers, but they have these big digital television screens now that you can put
Jumbotrons.
Things, Jumbotrons or whatever they're called. But they had the... of all, they had a Navy there behind the speakers when we were choosing our leader, and that's where we chose our leader from, that particular conference, Americans did. That behind them when they were speaking was a Navy. It's a fleet. And if you think about a fleet is when you have a carrier, destroyer, you know, amphibious craft, and air, you know, these different. You have a whole fleet of ships, and everybody just automatically thinks, because we know so little quite often about our country, now that's our Navy. But you know whose Navy that was? Let me tell you whose Navy that was behind them. And you can see this for yourself on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and all the things that was identified about that. That huge 40-foot by 40-foot picture of the Navy, that was the Russian Navy. That was the Russian Navy. When you put all these things together, you have to understand, when you put them all together, when you put... I'll have more flexibility after the election. I'll transmit that to Vladimir. When you put the at the same time, we have the Russian Navy behind who we're going to select as our next leader of our country, and you put that together with they were at the same time they were floating off the coast of Israel at that very moment, right before Syria's situation was going on, right when there's a Russian base in Syria with all these chemical weapons are. Then we look at where we were going to bomb Israel, bomb Israel, but we were going to bomb Damascus, and you said over and over, we're going to bomb Damascus, we're going to bomb Damascus, and that polarized, organized, and nudged the entire Arab League in one group where they were willing to say, we'll pay for this thing if you're going to deal with this chemical weapons. And then what happened was, again, Russia comes down, and our president takes the United Arab League as they were gathered around us and hands them over to President Putin, the president of Russia.
Right.
And at the same time now, they're coming down in the Ukraine. They took over one part of Ukraine. Now they're trying to take over all of Ukraine. And we're just sending them naughty, you know, words like, don't do that. And if you, you know, it's like, what are we're turning over. And then the G20 that we talked about, you know, and as we brought on Michael Bodea, that Dmitry Dudeman's son, talking about what's taking place. And the G20 is about the finances, the economy of the world. In the context of that, when that happened, understand this, that we came almost an hour behind all the other nations. Our president did not come out. He strolled so far behind. That was shouting to the world that America's going to be last. But understand this, if God's people, if we're called by his name, right? If we're his people, we humble ourselves and pray, and many people are, and we turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and he will heal our land, and this thing will turn around. We come back from this break. I want you to show you what took place. The same Russia that we're talking about now is trying to take over the Ukraine and just suck them up into their country. They're actually now flying over our ships in international waters and taunting us. We are watching, in the conjunction of what we just talked about the Russian, how they're literally being given this preeminent mindset. And you know, Pat Robinson reports on the CBN News that it'd be real simple to fix this. It's just a matter of unplugging their economy and then things stop. But the understanding is that obviously the people who are setting the stage know that.
Right.
So they're letting this thing go on while this is happening, because you wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we're looking at, what is a light perspective? What is the word? What is God's, you know, what is a viewpoint, a biblical viewpoint of this? This is Rush. We're actually fueling this largest nation in the world. America is fueling this momentum mindset of someone reportedly who really doesn't have that kind of economy and that kind of force.
Mm-mm.
And right, they were taunting. As a matter of fact, listen to this report from Watch. You can watch it here on what they're doing is they're sending out one of their aircraft against the USS Donald Cook. That's right, an American ship. Watch.
Line of President Obama, that is the question. It comes even as some Republicans are urging the president to take a harder line. New provocations, this time aimed at the U.S. as a Russian jet buzzed a U.S. Navy ship in the Black Sea. The jet reportedly made a dozen high-speed passes over the USS Donald Cook for more than 90 minutes.
The message is, we see you, we don't like you in our backyard, and we prefer that you would leave.
President Obama's critics say it is just one more instance of Russian President Vladimir Putin thumbing his nose at an administration that's weak on foreign policy, known more for talking tough than taking forceful action. Obama and Putin spoke for 90 minutes Monday. The White House expressed, quote, grave concern over Putin's support for pro-Russian militia destabilizing eastern Ukraine. The Kremlin says the president is getting unreliable information.
We know who is behind this. Indeed, the only entity in the area capable of these coordinated professional military actions is Russia.
The administration says tough economic sanctions are beginning to take hold and is threatening to ratchet them up if Russia doesn't back down. Some Republicans are urging the president to take tough action now. Senator John McCain said the U.S. should impose tougher sanctions on Russia immediately and ship military aid to Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, McCain said Putin is emboldened by the lack of U.S. response. Right now, he's going full speed ahead down the freeway, and there's no evidence of him having to pay a significant penalty. President Obama says he has no plans to send weapons to Ukraine. Ephraim Graham, CBN News.
It is amazing when you think about all that in conjunction to what's taking place. And that's what we're trying to do, is give you a perspective that the way things are happening, it's being piecemealed out. But we're trying to put all the pieces together to say, wait a minute. If I'm going to have more flexibility And we're not saying that this is someone's motive. I truly believe that is someone's concept. This is a good way to organize the world mm-hmm. for a better world.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you're organizing against Israel and organizing against the church, and it won't end well. WWJD, if you haven't yet heard that or seen that, you need to actually hear that. Mm-hmm. You know what? You know what about the Jews and Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. The Christians, and so. You put that in conjunction with I'll have more flexibility after the election, right? I'll transmit that to Vladimir. You put that with the Russian Navy behind our choice of leader at the Democratic National Convention. And you put that in conjunction with turning over the entire leadership of the Arab League, 500 million Muslims to the leader of Rush, Gog, the same President Putin. Then you go and the economic summit is held for the G20, which is called the economic summit in Russia of all the places. And he stages this huge event and all the leaders walk out together as they're going places. And it's very important, you know, where they're positioned, what's going on. But you had all these 19 of the 20 walked out in about 45 minutes to an hour later. And you can see this on the VFN Torch, America, President Obama came trailing like 45 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign. All this is speaking out loud. And we as Americans, as Christians, you know, Christian Americans, we have to say, you know what, God, what have we done? We sinned against you. You're humbling us in the context mm-hmm. of this. Then you see the same one that we've emboldened, as they said right here. And this, that's what the Secretary McCain was talking mm-hmm. about. That Senator McCain was saying on that report. We've emboldened him to be able to do this, and now he's coming down to take Ukraine, and now they're flying jets, 12 high-speed passes over an American military ship for 90 minutes. You have to understand, you're like a floating, if you're not planning on taking that enemy down, if somebody's trying to attack you,
right.
you're just basically wide open to be taken down by yeah. whatever the enemy aircraft. 12 times. You have to understand, you talk about biblically and prophetically when you strike the ground so many times, it means something. Mm-hmm. But when they can fly over your military 12 times and there's no responses, that is like, that's like a dog barking a tree. You know what I'm saying? Hey. This is my tree. I've got that. And we did not respond. And it was international waters, I guess, reported they're talking about. That was the USS Donald Cook. So what does this mean? And that's what we always try to seek out. You know, what does this mean? This means that we've sinned. It does. It's not. There's no political answer to this, but there will be maybe godly leadership will be a response to what I'm about to say. This is what the Lord says. He says, when you see these things happening, you know, understand that we can humble ourselves. We can say, dear God, we're sorry for where we allowed ourselves as the church. I'm not even talking about the country. I'm talking about the church in America. And we say, you know what? I'm going to get the sin out of my life. I'm going to begin to do what's right before. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to abide with you. I'm going to seek your face, Lord God. I'm going to be your disciple. I'm going to pick up my Bible, because 81% of professing Christians, according to George Barna, don't even pick up their Bibles. They don't mm-hmm. even know when I'm talking about Gog and Rush. They don't even know that. That's just Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll begin to read it and do what it says. We'll begin to abide what Jesus says in John chapter 15. And guess what? When we do this, guess what? God will hear from heaven. And don't think it's over. He will let us keep the nation. He'll let us, if we'll turn back to him, he takes nations up, he takes them down, and he can say, you know what? I will change the plans I had in store for this country. I will let America stand. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. We hear you, Lord, loud and clear.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.